Chapter 12. A Personal Crisis. Joe. Those who do not recover are people who cannot or will not completely give themselves to this simple program, usually men and women who are constitutionally incapable of being honest with themselves. From the AA Big Book, Chapter 5. Sometime in September, which was about 10 months post-treatment, my wife found a lump on the right side of her neck. She saw the doctor and he wanted to perform a biopsy. Within a week of having the procedure, my wife was diagnosed with metastatic melanoma, stage 3. Joe said, "We have a 2-month-old baby. I'm not even 10 months out of treatment." Thank God for the oncologist in Pittsburgh, Kansas, who recommended that we go to Mayo Clinic in Rochester. With the help of my in-laws, who had a fifth wheel, we loaded up our 2-month-old baby and headed out to face this very serious situation. We clung to each other emotionally and spiritually. I brought my big AA book along, my 12-step book, my little red book, my Bible, and Skip's journal. My newborn son and I were both in our infancy, he in life and I in recovery. My wife and I were stuck somewhere between total shock and complete surrender. We were struggling with limited knowledge and were totally, absolutely vulnerable. Our higher power was all we had to rely on. I could either sedate myself by getting drunk, or I could work the Alcohol Anonymous program and write in Skip's journal. If I chose the AA program, I could see my total surrender and spiritual growth as I wrote in the journal. We were in Rochester for 2 months, during which time my wife had surgery. In November, we came home. They did not recommend chemotherapy or radiation. She participated in a trial treatment which involved interferon. In January, I worked midnight to 8, and while I worked, my mom and dad watched our new baby, Matt. For the next 12 months, I was the one that gave my wife, Kathy, her interferon shots 3 times a week. They made her deathly ill. Somehow, we managed to survive. After her treatment, she was tested again. They found no signs of cancer. In April, she went in for another scan. This time, they found a golf ball-sized tumor in her abdomen. Back to Rochester we went. They determined that it was contained. Surgery could be performed in either Rochester or back at home. Via Christi removed the cancer at home. As I sat in the doctor's offices and hospitals praying for my wife's recovery, Skip's journal was always at hand, always available to read and write in. Let go and let God was my never-ending companion. My Navy buddy had been so right. Since the day that I was released from jail, I have been sober. I am still sober, day by day. When talking to fellow addicts like my son-in-law, Charlie, about recovery and emotional triggers that are a part of relapse, I sometimes tell my own story. I do not believe Charlie has any reason to go out and use, because an addict cannot afford to lay down his principles of recovery. Learning to remain sober as a recovering addict must be put to action. The journal is about action. Daily life is not just shits and giggles. You will experience life's good and bad events as a person. Being in recovery by surrender teaches how to live as a warrior on life's terms. God will save your soul and AA will save your ass. That's what Skip wrote. My journal gave this old soldier a place to see my trail of sobriety in words. Skip taught me some necessary actions for recovery. My wife and I have made numerous trips to Mayo's and KU Med, and each time that well-worn big book of AA and Skip's, and now my journal, are right by my side. That journal has become our mutual path for recovery. In all my recovery to date, over 10 years now, I have received thousands of grateful gifts for being clean and sober. Out of all of them, I consider 2 of those gifts to be my greatest. I was able to support my wife through her cancer diagnosis and treatment, clean and sober. When my father passed away, I was also able to support my mother. These are the gifts I would not trade for anything. The process of getting to this point in my life has been challenging and painful, the trail I walked clean and sober. In a way, so was Skip, and all the other AA members in fellowship who were following a path of recovery. Rarely have we seen a person fail who has thoroughly followed our path. Big Book of AA, Chapter 5. Those who do not recover seem to be incapable of being honest with themselves. In order to win the greatest battles, that is what recovery has to be, amidst the forces of their lives. A grateful addict in recovery embraces life and sees hope. I was there, clean and sober, and I was able to participate. I love my wife and I love my family. Not all of my life has been pleasant, far from it. I consider that a gift as well, right along with Skip's death. His body just could not hold up any longer. His liver, kidneys simply gave out. Following the path of recovery with him in mind keeps me connected. Skip keeps recovery real for me. We know we are sober today, and we know that if we relapse, there's no guarantee that we will ever return. Skip did not return. I believe that when you are in recovery, you can never remove yourself from the reality of the world of addiction. That battle just never ends. As described by Skippy in his journal, a warrior lives sober and substance-free. In doing so, he stands ready to battle the forces of his life in the here and now, unwilling to waste his life as I have. I am dying of liver failure.